Hello, hello. Welcome to the Friendship Coach podcast. It's Martine here saying hello, and today we are going to chat about Hi Bye Friends. So we've been talking about the friendship circles and what that looks like, and we know that we are in the center of our friendship circles. Then the best friend is one layer out, quite close to our heart. Then we've got our heart friends, and in that circle, the next circle out, we've got our builders and our keepers. Then we've got the next circle out, our seasonal friends, which also can be referred to as context friends. So that's the space where we make relationships around a context, and they're always for a season. It feels difficult saying that, you know, because we become emotionally connected to people. But when you look back over your life, you can probably, you will be able to see and think of many people who have been in your life for a season. And so talking about it and thinking about it helps us to accept that that's what it is. People have a function in our life, a role, so to speak. And that doesn't mean we love them any less, doesn't mean that we relate to them differently in the moment. We still bring our whole heart, if that's your value. But it is still a season nonetheless, and it's always around a context. Every single person in our lives, we are connected to around a context. We get to decide what that context is. I get to decide that for my life. You get to decide that for your life. And so the last circle around the very periphery of our life, it's a very peripheral circle. It's right on the outside. We call our hi-bye friends. So I just want to read to you, I really just wanted to chat about how are we defining what a hi-bye friend is. Hi-bye friends are the ones you know well enough to say hi and bye to, but that's about it. You smile and say hi, and you may even know their name. They always happen around a context. Examples are, you could be at school, so school friends. There could be school friend. There would be school friends that you just say hi to and bye to. Your local shops, your local cafe. You may have a regular barista, and you know their name. You learn their name. A waitress or a waiter at your favorite restaurant, sports teams, people that work in different places where you go, hobby groups, online places such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, other social media platforms, people that you might interact with, and really you only know them well enough to say hi and bye to. You can also call them acquaintances. But the deal is we all need light, superficial relational engagement. Close friends are important, but research also shows us that building networks of casual acquaintances can boost happiness, believe it or not. It increases our knowledge of the world and our sense of belonging. So I just wanted to just tell you about a series of studies, Gillian M. Sandstrom and Elizabeth W. Dunn. They're at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, and they did a series of studies to explore this question of whether acquaintances impact our emotional health and well-being. They found that people with a greater number of casual acquaintances, so hi-bye friends, a greater number of those, tended to be happier, and that the more interactions they had with those acquaintances, the happier they were. It's interesting because acquaintances, hi-bye friends, really have never been considered important in the spectrum of things and have been overlooked to some degree. Therefore, we can see that it's a little bit surprising to discover what an impact on our happiness a hi-bye friend can have. So in a separate field study, people who were instructed to have a genuine social interaction with the cashier at a Starbucks, so this is some of the research, the kind one would have with an acquaintance rather than a stranger. Okay. Reported being in a better mood afterward than people who were instructed to have a, like, an efficient interaction with the cashier. So, you know, to know their name, to say hello, to have a little bit of a chat, talk about the weather, as superficial as that is. It was the research of this particular study showed that the people that did that, rather than just rock up at the cashier, purchase their coffee, go away. The first type of having a conversation, keeping it light, keeping it superficial, knowing their name, that people were reported to have a much better mood after that type of interaction. So that speaks to happiness and mood and, you know, our emotions and our hormones. So that's pretty cool. In another study, people who were instructed to increase the number of interactions they had with their high-buy friends over the course of a week reported a decrease in feelings of loneliness. I mean, that's pretty powerful, I think. That's pretty cool. So these findings, they provide a broad new spectrum of opportunities for people wanting to build relationships, for people that are feeling lonely and disconnected, right? So it's great to know that high-buy friends, they're important too. So let's just, I've written down a few benefits. Let's just quickly mention a few benefits of a high-buy friend. You get to meet new people through them. So sometimes they'll introduce you to someone else. Like if they're people, you only know their name in a sports team, they may introduce you to someone else. And that in turn could broaden your social circles or your friendship circles. So that's pretty cool. They, you know, high-buy friends have little or no expectations of you, right? This is not a deep and meaningful heart friend relationship, like a builder that you're constantly, you know, catching up with and seeing and investing and connecting and, you know, or doing all of the work that comes in friendships. It's not that type of relationship. So they have very little expectation of you, and that's refreshing in its own setting. Do you want your whole social network to be filled with high-buy friends? Well, research shows us that that's not very healthy for us. We need to have deep relationships, but we also need to have superficial relationships. There's a benefit to having to saying hi, shooting the breeze, or having a chat with someone about, you know, the sports. I love MMA, I love Formula One. It's nice to just chat to someone who I don't even know about Formula One and, you know, start talking about the great Lewis Hamilton or how well Charles Leclerc's doing right now, leading the championship, but it is early days, so that may not continue. We'll just see. Ferrari is doing very well right now. Anyway, I digress. It's nice just having a chat about the lighter things in life, you know? We've got plenty of time to go deep. What else have we got here? You'll be lured out of your comfort zone from time to time. We end up doing the same things over and over again, right? With the people that we hang out with and that know us well and that we know well. But isn't it nice from time to time when you've got some high-buy friends and one of them says, hey, do you want to catch up for such and such? It's an interesting space because when you look at it in light of the circles, high-buy friends can move into the context friend circle. And that is, there might be a barista that you know at your local cafe and you get chatting and you shoot the breeze every time you go in there with them. You have a great chat. You've got some things in common, you discover. And then one day the barista says, hey, you know, a group of friends and I, we're going to a pottery class on the weekend. Would you like to come? Now, there's an opportunity, right? An opportunity to expand your social circle because you're going to be meeting a group of other people, an opportunity to do something new, right? An opportunity to get out of your comfort zone. I mean, that's a pretty cool space. You might say, yeah, can I bring a couple of friends? And yeah, that's really cool. Then you've got an amazing space that your emotional self needs, your, you know, your physical self needs, your mental self needs. I mean, that's a really cool space to explore and grow your social circles with high buy friends. They could also impact your business, your place of work. You never know if you could get a new job or a new opportunity or a new business opportunity through someone that you might chat to at the local shops. Or, you know, you could use the sports team. It could be a hobby. You know, you could be an indoor cricketer and you meet a whole group of new people. I mean, this is it's a legitimate space to meet new people and really to broaden the things in your life. There isn't a lot of drama with high buy people that you're only an acquaintance of yours. There's not a lot of drama in that space, right? I mean, you know, friends, you know, there's always drama when it comes to friends and family, hey. But when you need a break from that, hang out with someone, a couple of high buy friends that, you know, are ticking all the boxes for you. Do that. That could be really cool. There'll be a lot less drama. And yeah, there'll be light conversations. You don't have to delve into the meaning of life in that space. But it's really good for our mental health. It's really good to be able to just settle in that lighter space and enjoy what that is in our lives. We get exposed to all sorts of new perspectives and ideas with high buy friends. People that don't necessarily think our way, because we've got a circle of friends like that, haven't we? The reason our heart friends exist is because we have very similar values. We think the same in a lot of ways with our heart friends. That's the people we end up putting in that super, super safe circle, really. But high buy friends, they don't think necessarily the same as us. And that's it's a challenging space, but it's also a really healthy space to be in. You know, they can really build bridges in your life, introduce you to people, give you new thoughts, new concepts, and they can become a really minor connection, but we need minor connections as well as deeper connections. So you can really look at it. It helps you become less lonely. If depression is a thing, you can definitely feel more connected and less depressed when you've got good interactions going on with people, even superficial ones. So I suppose to wrap this up, I would say that high buy friends aren't essential, but they most definitely add value, that's for sure. And research shows that they have an important place in our lives. If you've been wondering if you should, you know, foster that, you know, cultivate that space of your high vibe friends, then my word to you is you should go for it. You should really say hi, get to know the names of the people that you see every day, the people at the petrol station, the people at the shop, the people at the cafe place, the people in your drive-through. You go through drive-through, you know, if you go to a regular drive-through, just say, hi, how you doing? And have a bit of a chat while you're there. You know, how you doing today? How you finding everything with COVID? Are you doing okay? Just a simple question, just one simple question every time you go through, and just see how it really does add something. We're created for connection. You know that? We are created for connection, to engage with one another. We are created to make investment into each other. And it always feels good. I believe in the law of sowing and reaping, and what we give, we absolutely receive. Absolutely receive. Can you measure it, and is it very black and white? No, it isn't very black and white most of the time, but we create the world that we live in with the words of our mouth and the intent of our hearts and the emotions that we share and the actions that we do. So to go you know, to a place and have a very superficial conversation, it's a great seed to sow, if you want to look at it that way, because that friendliness, that connection, that effort to connect, that will come back to you. That will come back to you. You will gain that connection in another space at another time. And that's really awesome. Like, it's really good for our mental well-being and our emotional well-being as well. So that's Hi Bye Friends. I hope that as we've defined and looked at each one and how we, what we mean by these words and these terms in our circles, I hope that you're able to look at your life and that it can give you some guidance, because some of the deeper work and the greater work that we do with the friendship circles is to be able to create emotional safety for ourselves. And what does that mean? That means that if you've got someone who you've put in the heart space, what happens if they keep betraying you? What do you do with that? Well, wisdom says that you would remove that, but would shift them. You'd put them in a different space, basically. And where, what space could that be? Well, you can use the friendship circles to actually decide that for yourself. And it's amazing the, what's the right word? How empowering it is to know that it's up to you where you place people in proximity to your heart, the emotions that are in your heart, the closeness to create the safety around your emotions. You actually have control over that. You get to say, you know what, I think this person is better placed out with my Hi Bye Friends right now because they keep lying to me and I'm finding it's hurting me over and over and over again. I'm getting injured in my emotions and I just need to pop them out into my Hi Bye Friends for now, and then so that I can think about it. Just take them away from that close proximity. Put them further out from you so that you can look at that more objectively, that friendship, that relationship, and see what you need to do in that space. I mean, that's just wisdom. It's self-protection. It doesn't mean you have to put a wall up at all. We don't want to do walls. We do want to do boundaries. Boundaries are fences with gates, half height, beautiful white picket fences or whatever type of fence you want with gates in them that people are allowed to come in and out of, to come into your space, into your beautiful sanctuary, right? That's the place we offer our friendships, all the types of friendships. And it's okay to say, you know what, right now it's not working well between us. I just need you to be in this space over there, and then let's recalibrate what's happening between us so that I feel safe and you feel safe. I love the topic of emotional safety. So I'm hoping that you can use the friendship circles to help you recalibrate relationships that are not working well for you in your life. Well, with that note, I'm going to send you all the love, all the hugs, send you all the well wishes for today. Make today a great day, because it really is up to you. Okay, bye.